Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, Joris. Just your thoughts on this game ahead. I mean, the opposition are kind of in pre-season at the moment, and their manager was saying this morning they may not be fully sharp. But how do you see this match and go into this match?
Of course, it's a big game for us. It's this kind of games, the European games that every player loves to play. I think we will have a full stadium with us, and our fans will be there for us to support. We're waiting for this game. We're looking forward, and I think we are going to enjoy.
And for you, in terms of your goal against Raith Rovers, you showed some real celebration with that goal. Just how important was that goal for you, and how important is it that you continue to score goals with such competition in this squad?
It wasn't about the competition. It was about me. That the only thing it was missing from me was a goal the last 4 or 5 games. So that was something that I really wanted, to have a complete performance. I know that I'm a striker, and we get fit from the goals. So this was something that I really wanted, and I hope that much more will follow.
Luke,
where do you feel you are now in terms of getting up to speed? You've been playing more regularly recently, injury free. Do you think there's still a lot more to come from you, or do you feel you're getting to where you want to be?
Yeah, I feel that day by day I'm feeling better myself. Of course, I have a lot of things to improve and to show about me, about my abilities. And I hope that in the next games I will be even better for the team, and that I always want to improve and to raise my level as a player and as a member of a team.
I know when we spoke before up at Lennox Town, you said sometimes with the injury early in the season, it was difficult mentally to adapt and settle. Do you feel in a lot better place now?
Yeah. Mentally, as I said before, it was really difficult for me. I had to fight, first of all, in order to be healthy, to be fit, and then to help my teammates realize what type of player I am. And now, of course, after these games, the last 2 months, or almost a month that I played, it was something that really helped me to adjust and to feel even more comfortable in this squad.
Ronnie?
Hi, Georgios.
Hello.
The manager was clearly unhappy with the first half of the game against Raith Rovers. Are the players extra motivated to please him this time round?
We were also unhappy about our performance in the first half. We were we realized that we need to perform better in the second half in order to get our levels. So that's something that we tried to change in the second half, and I think we did it. And of course, we don't want this kind of games. I mean, bad performances from us. It's something that we really don't want that, and we really want to be even better every day and even better game by game. So it's something that really worried us also, but I think we changed in the second half.
Was that just a reminder of the high standards that the manager wants you to attain?
Yeah, sure. It wasn't also, we didn't also follow the plan of our game and in compare with other games, it wasn't that good the first half. So, of course, coach have demands the best from us. So that was the biggest problem. And I hope that this half time will never come again.
Martin?
Georges, I wonder how much your game is having to change from what you were doing at your previous club to what the manager's now demanding from you as a striker.
It's a totally different game than my last team, because the last team was trying to remain in the league. So this game that we play now is totally different. It's a totally different plan. It's, we are a team that we have the ball, we have the possession of the ball, we create the chances. We are the leaders of the game, and it's something totally different. It's something that I want to improve even more and to be even better.
How big an influence was coming to Celtic? How big an influence were European nights like these for the decision for you to come to Celtic?
I didn't choose Celtic because of the game, of the European games only. It's something extra. You chose Celtic because it's Celtic. It's an amazing club. It's a big club with big targets every year. But of course, the European games is something really special for us, for the players. And it's something that played his part.
Cheryl?
Georges, you're a different style of striker to the other strikers that Celtic have got. Is that a case of you can all learn different parts of each other's game from each other to bring yourself on?
Yeah, sure. I'm a totally different striker. I'm mainly a striker in the box. Is trying to move in the box, trying to use my strength, my back. When I work with my back, try to keep the ball. It's something that we try to, because of our competition, we try to learn from each other, because it's a totally different style, as you said. And I always try to put more things in my game, in my play. And I hope the other players do the same from their part.
And are you really enjoying the pressure of being one of the main strikers up front for Celtic at the moment?
Yeah, it's something that I really love it, because pressure improves you, can improve you. So it makes you work harder, and you have bigger targets, bigger dreams. And it's a big club, of course, it's a big club that we have pressure. It's normal for us. The most important thing is to accept this thing and live with that.
Gabriel?
Hi, Georges. This is a new competition in its...
No.
Oh, Gabriel, sorry.
I was muted by the host there. Sorry, Georges. Oh.
Yes.
Sorry, our Wi-Fi is really playing up today. I don't know why that happened there.
That's all right. Are you okay? Are we okay to go now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, Georges, I was just saying it's a new competition, this Conference League. How do you view it? How do the players view it? And how does the manager view it? How important is it as one of your goals for the rest of the season?
It's one of our targets. It's something really important. Of course, it's a new competition that didn't exist in the past years. Something new that But this is it. This is a European game for us. It's the same. Like we played Europa or Champions League, it's going to be the same for us. It's a European game. It's a big night and for us and for the fans. And we will try to make them happy again.
You talk about those big targets. Is there not belief, you know, that you can go and win this competition, but is there belief that you can go deep into the competition, stay in into the springtime?
Of course, of course. We can go as deep as possible in this competition. And I don't see why we cannot dream big. This squad is made to be to dream big.
Okay, now for our fan media, Hamish.
Hi, Georgios. I think I'm right in saying the four goals you've scored have all been one-touch finishes. Is that something that you feel really natural doing as opposed to taking touches?
Yeah, it's something really natural. It's something, it's one of my abilities. I love to score with one touch. And it's something that I always use in the training also. And I need to improve even more. Because I will have my chances in this team, so I need to be focused. I need to be sharp, because this situation will come in every game.
And also, just on the manager, there's obviously that Greek connection between you and Ange Postecoglou. How helpful has he been to you since coming to the club?
He's been really helpful, not because he's Greek, because he's a very good personal, first of all, this is the most important for me, and a very good coach, one of the best I've ever worked, and I'm really happy for being here.
Andrew?
Hi, Giorgio. Giorgio, strikers are always judged on the goals that they score, especially at a club like Celtic. But your attitude and the effort you put into games hasn't gone unnoticed in the terraces. How are you, like, we've seen the reaction you've had when you score, but it's a team game and there's goals coming from all around the pitch.
Sorry, what was your question, Andrew?
Just how does, like, the effort he's putting in and the attitude he's putting in is excellent.
The attitude.
Yeah, you've got a great attitude when you...
Because I celebrated like that.
Yeah.
It's something that I will always... I always enjoy when I score. I always enjoy to celebrate. It's something that I will always do. I enjoy scoring goals. It's like a big motivation for me. It's like my fuel. And I will always do it. It's something that makes me really happy.
And we have a new competition now. Has anything changed in the build-up to the European games than, we'll say, the Raith Rovers game?
No. We will stick in our plan. We have a specific plan that we will follow in all of our games, no matter what competition is this. So we will stay in the same plan.
Thank you.
And I would like to welcome Christopher from the Norwegian media. Do you have any questions for Georgios?
Do you hear me or...?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I would like to ask you a question about Bodø/Glimt. What do you know about Bodø/Glimt? And have you talked about any specific players that you see as an extra attacking threat or something like that?
No, we don't speak about specific players. We watch some videos. We analyze the opponent. It's something that... I have to keep it secret what we saw. But of course, we analyze the opponent, every single opponent, even if it's a cup game, even if it's a league game or a European game. We have to get them know. So what they do, what their abilities, what their disadvantages. I know for sure that they had a great games against Roma. I watched some of their games. And it's something that we don't have to stay in our in their name or the team's name, because they will be really really dangerous, and we have to take care of that.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.